اللهم لا تخذلني فيه لتعرض معصيتي ولا تضربني بسياق نقمتي وزحزحني فيه من موجبات سخطك بمنك وأياديك يا منتهى رغبتي الراغبين.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. We reached the sixth day of the blessed month of Ramadan, and today our topic from Ramadan Reflections is acts of iniquity, the sins. Now, talking about sins is a vast topic from the Islamic perspective. There are so many verses of the Quran, countless traditions of the Prophet and his infallible family members that have elucidated upon the topic of sins, the listing of the types of sins that are available to commit, the punishment that are there, and also, more importantly, the method of asking forgiveness when we have committed these acts against ourselves and against the rules of our Supreme Creator. I begin with just a reminder that, again, we are very prone to sometimes committing these actions because of our own lack of knowledge, our unawareness, our unattentiveness to the obligations which are upon us and the prohibitions which Allah has placed in front of us. Many, if not all, of these prohibitions are there for our own benefit, of our worldly and also our otherworldly benefit. Let me begin with a beautiful tradition which has been recorded in our books, in which we read the following. Allah will not look with His mercy upon that servant who does not perform the obligations, nor will He work to spiritually purify him. This very short hadith tells us the importance of ensuring that we don't break the laws of Allah, that we risk losing the divine mercy of Allah that He would be showering upon us. Now, we know that mercy of Allah is of multiple types. We have a general mercy which Allah gives to all of His creations, believer, not believer, the animals, the plant kingdom, and whatever else is in existence. And also the specific mercy of Allah. So we may be given the general mercy, but we will be deprived of His specific mercy if we engage in these acts of iniquity against ourselves. And also, as the tradition tells us, that our purification, which Allah has a hand in pushing forward and in supporting, will also not be there for those people who are breaking the laws of the divine. One of the questions that people will ask is, well, what are the sins? And again, we mentioned that there are so many to enumerate, it's not possible to go over all of them. But you look in the Quran, you see things such as backbiting, as false accusations, things like lying, stealing, cheating, killing another human being, killing another animal for that matter, and so many other social and many other moral evils which are ingrained within the virtuous teachings of the Quran and also the lives of the 14 infallibles. But one of the things which I want to look upon very briefly, and we'll end with this, is one of the things that is a guarantee that will be not only a sin within our lives, but also something that will prevent our prayers, our supplications from being accepted by Allah. In the beautiful tradition, we have the following. It has been stated that when even one morsel of forbidden food enters a servant's stomach, the angels of the heavens and the earth pray to Allah to remove His mercy from that person. So there is this belief in the Islamic ethos and teachings of the food that we consume. Allah says in the Quran, for example, that let each human being look towards their food. And the verse has multiple meanings, but we need to be aware that the food that we eat has a role to play in our own nurturing. And that's why we even say in English that you are what you eat. So if one is going to eat impure, filthy, disgusting foods, really they would eventually become or have the traits of that particular food. And similarly is the belief within Islam that we have to be careful of what we consume because it has an effect on our spirit. And so therefore, in this blessed month of Ramadan, as we are trying to purify our body and our mind and our soul, let us ensure that we are engaging in consumption of the lawful, the permissible, the pure, the wholesome foods that Allah has put upon this earth for you and I. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.